A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, August 24th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the death of legendary Highlanders and Zimbabwe footballer Willard Mashinkila Nduna Mawi Kumalo.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the passing on of legendary Zimbabwe and Highlanders midfielder Willard Kumalo.
Kumalo died at the Bulawayo hospitals, and funeral arrangements are taking place right now as we speak. Blessing.
Mm-hmm. Of course, he was part of the dream team that was coached by German gaffer or German coach Reinhard Fabisch, who sadly has also passed on Gibbs.
Mm. So almost the entire squad has been dissected. You know,
mm-hmm.
Talk of Rambo, Mercedes Banda, Conjera, and all those kind of guys.
Indeed, indeed.
So if you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Mm-hmm.
Of course, you said it's also part of that squad. There was also Adam Dlov, who died in a car crash. Of course, that to many was the golden generation of Zimbabwe. And of course, there's this famous match that they played against South Africa, the Africa Nations Cup. Zimbabwe beat South Africa 4-2. At the National Sports Stadium, and of course, the captain for South Africa at that time was Neil Tovey. Mm-hmm. You know, there was also players like Eskuse, who were playing for South Africa at that particular time, and of course,
Dr. Kumalo.
Mm-hmm. And for Zimbabwe, you had the likes of Francis Shonai, Peter Ndlovu, who scored two goals in that famous match against South Africa, and another goal was scored by Vitalis Takawira and a screamer by Raman Gumbo to give Zimbabwe the 4-2 advantage with Grobler in goals. It was a famous match. You had Mercedes Sibanda also playing, and Adam Dlovu too. And after that match, you know, that's when Mashinkila's humor comment, was noted by many when he said, of course, Dr. Khumalo is too beautiful to play soccer.
It's certainly. Wacho njalo ke uMashinkila samkhumbula sonke sibili wathi uDr. Khumalo muhle kakhulu dlala ibhola. Yisingasi ibhola lidlalwa ngabanjani. Yey, so ke zulukandaba lingalitshona njani lapha likhona kunangapho ke ngamakhaya. Singazi ukuthi likwamukele njani ukubhubha kwaWillard Khumalo, abaningi abantu bahlulukelwe lathi sithi ke lala ngokuthula ke mfowethu. Yey, so sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe lithini ngoma wey uMashinkila phela induna. Siyakhumbula ke eBF wasinxa idlala kwampane kudleni abantu bathi we
sapula
zwe la ngakuzwa sithi we
of course
support
yeah.
Any team I think kuba kwa ichapungwe so ke yeah Willard wayenjalo ke zulukandaba wayeyindoda isibili yokuthanda ukuxoxa indoda ukuthi nxa isemadodeni uza ukuthi lapha ule ndoda ukhuluma layo injalo ke wayethanda ukuthi ayenze ama jokes Willard so wayesithi nxa uduzani laye akujokela indlela waza kuyizwa
yeah
kunjalo futhi.
Of course, it's not exactly a time to mourn, but to celebrate the life of Willard Khumalo. He was only 49 when he passed on. Of course, his life has been cut short, but he was a brilliant player. And of course, as they say, memories will live forever. I think Zimbabweans have very, very fond memories of the late Willard Khumalo. I think we have our guests lined up. Gibbs, first we have Mr.
Gundani.
Mr. Gundani, of course, is the Mr. Paul Gundani, a former footballer, a brilliant midfielder, I must say, and is now the Secretary General of the Footballers Union of Zimbabwe. Mr. Gundani, good evening.
Good evening.
And thank you for joining us. And I think we also have my good friend, Ezra Chisa Sibanda, a soccer commentator. Ezra, good evening.
Good evening. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you so much. Of course, like we said, we are here to celebrate the life of Willard Khumalo, a brilliant, brilliant, brilliant midfielder. Gibbs.
Now, let's start with you, Mr. Gundani. What can you say about the death of Mawi?
Willard Khumalo was a unique player. He was a player of great talent. He wasn't only a player who could play for his team, but he was also an entertainer of the fans. Under any circumstances, Willard, you will find him playing proud and also playing positively for making his club prosper. That was Willard Khumalo, the guy who would entertain anyone, the opposition supporters and his own supporters, and make them enjoy the game of football.
I think you have put it very well because, like I was telling Gibbs before the show, even when we were playing our plastic soccer in the dusty streets of Marondera, you know, you'll be going in circles and
Somebody chanting, will say,
we. Mawi, Mawi.
Yeah. Even if your command of the soccer thing was not too good. Eh?
It did.
that's a classic.
Yeah. Ezra, your take on Willard Khumalo.
Obviously, today we, like you're saying, guys, we are here to celebrate Willard Mawi's life, Unduna. Willard Khumalo is someone who I knew in the days when I was still in school. He was my senior when we were at Notley High School and playing football. He was a great guy who inspired so many youngsters in Zimbabwe. As Paul has said, Willard will play. He was a crafter who will work so hard for the team, a leader. But at the same time, he will entertain the fans. You know that every time when they're playing, like against Dynamos or Caps United or Zisco Steel and all those teams, you will enjoy the game because Willard, like with the late Rambos, were friends with the rival players from rival teams. So he was a great entertainer of our time and the most, one of the most talented midfielders of our time.
Thank you so much. Todzoka kwamuri mkoma po Gundani tichitaura nezve upenyu wa Willard Khumalo uyo akashaya mungati maimuzivawo semunhu akaita sei tichimboenda kuririmirwe chishoni.
Yeah, Willard
Willard yatinge iri nyanzvi yekutamba mutambo wenhabvu. Angari munhu uya anga asingatambiri timu yake chete. Aitotambira nevaari kutamba navo. Apa ndiri kureva kuti aifadza mativi ese maviri. Angari munhu wekuti akaita zvidobi zvake munhandaro yenhabvu. Munhu wese aisumuka kuombera. Angari munhu angari mutungamiriri. Anga achivepo pakusimudzira nyango vavari kutamba navo nendeuka nyango pakaita panaitiri kunzwiswo iye ari kwaende pazvo Willard aikosa kuti utitaurira kuti nhasi tinoda kuona kuti unoita zvipi inini uchatoona nhasi naizvozvo aita kuti iwe usimudzire mutambo wavo kune kutambo kudarika iye naizvozvozvo mutambo wenhabvu rekwavanakidzo
ye nxasibuya kuye khonapo baba Sibanda. So usakhumbula ke uyikhonaphana xa wayeseboreni ebholeni khonapho edlala abantu babemthakazelela sibili kakhulu kodwa kwakusenza sibili ukuthi abantu bemthande kakhulu kuyini
okwakusenza ukuthi abantu bamjabulele kakhulu ikuqina kwakhe njalo lokweqayeqa kwakhe lokhana-ke singathi galloping jumping up edlale asukumise ama-supporters nxa sengani sebethuli yalenda zengani iyawa Willard wathi ngeqayeqa khana kungani uyachopochopoka ama-supporters wonke asukume kwakumnandi even lani nxa sesilikhuza-ke ibhora-ke uzize ukubana-ke inwele ngani ziyasukuma eseliphethe-ke okakhumalo libiselale siya kurumble siya kumatinda siya kuye njalo Willard echake umbobo ligcwale nethini kumnandi kunjiyana
Soke singathi khona kuyana kwakusenza labanye enxa yaba kudynamos becina bezithi wi kwakusenzwa kuyini kwakumangalisa phela
ukwenza lokho kanti kokugcina la ma-supporters esithi wi because wayengumuntu olomusa ngoba ezwana lo muntu wonke uWillard wayengazondi ama-supporters e-team wayekwazi ukuthi ibhora ngumdlalo i-football is just a game is a sport ngakho uWillard wayedlala ukuthi kuyawinwa kodwa kungazondwana wayebiswa i-unity that's why nangezikhathi kusadlala uWillard labo rambo lama-players onke laba there was never violence emagrawundini khathesi kulezi nsuku sophomba ukuliwa owillard babedlala ibhora njengomdlalo just as a game of sport labo Paul Kundane bedlala kamnandi hhayi ukuthi
ye hayi siyamuzwa ke sibili uyakhuluma lapha umnumzana Sibanda uthi you still remember when Willard was always galloping when chips were almost down you start galloping and doing things and people just go we you know including Telemann supporters you know
of course everyone you know you would temporarily forget that you are a Telemann Chips United Zim Saints supporter and just cheer him on because he was brilliant.
Yeah, I still remember one day, you know, Tarup West came to a certain section where we were sitting.
Yeah.
You know, the late Tarup West. And he was a dynamous guy, you know. Yeah. And he said, I came here to look for Willard. Where is he? So then Willard looked at him and said, who are you? He said, if you don't know me, Willard, I'm like you, I'm very famous. Yeah, so I guess told like umuntu osecongweni lapha, yes, come on, Zanu Busiso. Busiso, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila,
Busiso, kunjani, ba?
Ngiyaphila Skipps.
Ye kunjani khona lapho ke eSouth Africa?
Hayi uthu benzile nje ngendaba yamapermit hayi sengayithola mina.
Ah kungcono sewunqazi wayithola ipermit yakho ke. Kodwa ungathini ke ngomashinkila lapho kasekho phela umnumzana.
Hey Mr. Dube hayi ngokudabuka la ngikhala naye imoli yakhona ukuthi mhlawumbe ayilahlekelwanga yodwa nathi nje singamasapota ke mina ngisapota e-Highlanders. So nami ma ngithi ngiyakuzwa kuzwisa ubuhlungu kakhulu kodwa hhayi bese kufika isikhathi sakhona ngoba yonke into iyahamba ihambe iphele so ngitawududuzeka umndeni wakhe kunye nama-supporters nje wonke nje abantu abakade bemthanda nje singathi wonke abantu beZimbabwe nje abaphatheke kabi njengoba mina ngiphatheke kabi ngithi hayi asiduduzeke kwenzakele lokho ngesikhathi uNkulunkulu sekufanele kwenzeke ngoba yonke into ihlelwa nguye.
Owakusenza ukuthi limthande kakhulu uma uyikwini?
Hayi ngimncane mina kithi ngiyena umuntu omdala kodwa okusalayo ngangisizwa nje ngoba awomadinda kusho ukuthi bengisasemakhaya bengisizwa ngeredio angizange ngike ngababona mina ku-TV bedlala bonke abo-Carlox Marx bengisizwa nje kukhulunywa ku-radio so-ke uWillard Khumalo ngimaze nje sinami sengihlala kobulawayo ngibuya mhlawumbe ngizobuka ibhola mhlawumbe singena e-BF ngoba ngiyacabanga ngelinye ilanga saye sangena sacishe salunywa izinja lapha sizama ukuthi sijampele e-BF lapha kudlala i-Highlanders experience. Yiso isikhathi mina engasengibuka-ke ibhola ngaso. Kodwa-ke bengumuntu okhulileyo ngubaba ngokokuthi angeukuthi ngambona mina ngamehlo. Kodwa hhayi buhlungu lasenhliziyweni zethu, kodwa kufanele siwamukele ngoba isikhathi sakhona.
Ye, hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke mnumzana. Hayi siyabonga kakhulu baba.
Hayi nathi siyabonga, ulale ngokuthula umoya wakhe.
Hayi kuhle kakhulu baba Sibusiso, sibongile kakhulu ukuthi usifonele lathi baba.
Yebo.
Yeah, he says, according to Sibusiso, you know, Willard was a great man, according to him, but he never, you know, saw him playing. Mm-hmm. But he used to listen to the radio because
when Charles Mabinga
was saying, you know, Willard Kumalo all the way, you know, and Mambara, you still remember?
Oh, yes.
Northly High School student, whatever.
Yes.
You still remember that?
Oh, yes.
School Boy International.
Those were the days. Tinemwe mtereri ku DRC mkoma tapinda makadi.
Ndinofara mkoma blessing makadi iko.
Aiwa tiripo nyaya iri mudariro mainzwa nhasi tiri kurangarira Willard Kumalo.
Ndainzwa nyaya ndafara zvikuru kuti ndakwanisa kupinda muchirongwa asi ndine urombo zvikuru nekushayika kwa Willard Kumalo. Willard anga ari mutambi ainakidza kana achitamba bhora. Ini ndiri mutsigiri mukuru weDynamos. Asi ndini mumwe wevanhu vaiuchira maoko kana bhora rabatwa naWillard Kumalo.
Chii chaipa kuti muuchire apa?
Ndakanga kumuzi. Halo?
Ndati chii chaipa kuti muuchire apa?
Chaitika pana Willard Kumalo aiti akabata bhora aiita zvidobi zvekuti munhu wese waiunatidzwa naye. Chaitika pana Willard Kumalo zvakare aiti kana aine bhora wanga usingakwanise kuritora. Aiti akatanga kutenderera nebhora akasvetuka kudai nhandare yese waingoya kuti hwirizi kusanganisa nesupporta zvedu izvo zvaibva zvaita kuti bhora rinakidze zvikurusisa. Saka ndingati munhu wandakaziva kubva achiri kutambira maunder 20 achitamba nana Moses Chura achiuya muHighlanders vaiti ukaiona Highlanders ichiti pagate paya naPeter Ngumo Abraham Mbamba ari ku2 Dimisani Nyori Dr ari pa3 Willard Kumalo ari padefensive link kumashure paina Alexander Maseko pamberi apa paina ana Tani Banda kuseven kuina Madinda Rovo Dynamos aiti nyatoziva kuti nhasi chakachaya saka bhora rainaenda zvikuru mazuva iwayo. Saka ndamboyo pandanyora paFacebook paWhatsapp ndichida kuti mundifonere ndataura ndikati ndiri kuda kuti nditaure kuti why Willard Kumalo ndichiti was the most supported player in Zimbabwe. Hongu vamwe I am not saying was the best but he was the most supported kuti hakuna munhu aiti Willard akabata bhora akanga asingauchire. Hakuna munhu aiti Willard akabata bhora anga asingati mahwiri. Ndichiri kurangarira pane rimwe gemu ravakatamba neCapes United pamukombe wainzi Africa Day waitambwa home and away. Dzanga dzaita 1-1 kuBulawayo ndichizotambwa kunational stadium neCapes United isusu vatsigirire Dynamos taita kuti Highlanders hakuda neCapes United. Tashamisika zvikuru taona Barry Dhaka aisa Willard Kumalo pabhenji tikati nhasi bhora harisi kunakidza hamuna mahwiri mugraund umu but akazopinda ari sabhu kune vatiri kuziva bhora irorero zvidobi zvaakasikoita vakugoesa puku nhandare ya kana mbidzi yakunational stadium kwakadziya kuna Bulawayo Road uko ari nechekuilezen uko njengesere yaakaita mukomana weCapes ainzi Kudzanaita Ruing achikurosa bhora nehedhero yarakaitwa naminisoma yakatumudza nhandare yese vanhu vakati aiwa kochangaraisa Willard pabhenji aanoziva zvaanga akazvitira asi vanhu vakanga vagunun'una zvikuru saka anga ari munhu ainakidza zvikuru aiita kuti bhora rinakidze kunyange paakazoregedza bhora akukocha akanokocha Langshaftiw yakasumuka zvikuru zvekuti yakanyanya kuita mukurumbira nenyaya yekugona kupirana bhora nekuti Willard anga asingati munhu anoisa bhora mudenga. Willard aida bhora repasi. Willard aida bhora rema 1-2-1-2 kwete redhibura-dhibura. Iye pachake akanga aine ball control yakanyanyisa zvekuti anogona kumisa bhora ende achikwanisa kuita vision kupira bhora ball distribution yake yanga yakanyanya zvikuru aiti mathrough pass aisa kuna madhinda uku taimba tatoziva kuti Oliver Kateya mari makapadindudzira pazvinhu zvatoipa anga aigonesa bhora zvikuru zvakanyanya mukombana izvi ende aiita kuti bhora rinakidze saka ndati inini was the most supporter in Zimbabwean football. Ini ndakakura ndigata kuAllen Park aiti kana panguva yafabish pataigadzirira game neSouth Africa ra 1992 first game rere tisaienda kuNational Stadium nekuti pava pari padhuze nekwataigara tichiona vachitraina mazuva afabhisha aya ndakaona matraining avo ese tiri kwatiri wapanha tapinda mugiraund bom aita akabata bhora so taitanga futi kuti hwiriri zvakatoshandisa kana iye fabhishi chaio izvo zvakatoita kuti iye atozaranesaakatiti bhora aiti bhora kana rauya wakapera vapedza kutsena oyo achiti mhoresa because takanga tiri masapoti akauya dhukumara akatamba bhora kubva patakarova South Africa paipaya mazuva afabhishi paipaya aripo pamidi zvechokwadi dr kumana akarishaya bhora tikarova togo 1-0 tikarova Egypt 2-1 tikanotamba neEgypt kuEgypt ikoko kusvika parakazoitwa replay kuLyon kuFrance arimo Willard Khumalo wainyatsoona kuti rindo rinonzi bhora zvasiyana nezvemazuva ano ndinopigirana nekutaura kwaita Ezra Chisas Banda kuti zvose kana kudhara kwakausingarovane vanhu bhozi vanhu vakanga vakaita sana Willard Khumalo vairatidza kuti bhora nderemunhu wese bhora mutambo hakuzi kuvengana zvekuti aiti akauya kwedu kuvietnam kuya kuhighlanders zvichitamba kuya taiuchira maoko asi zvinezvi mukoya umwe munhu sevanhu vanipotsera matombo
aiwa tinotenda vatapindakadaro
zvinorwadza kuti tishaikirwe nevanhu vakadaro mubhora
tinotenda zvikuru
tinoti mukomana akasiya aita basa
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vatapinda tinotenda zvikuru atapinda you can tell is a soccer encyclopedia
exactly
yeah but exactly. Most importantly what he said about Willard Khumalo is the theme that is emerging he's saying he might not have been the best player that Zimbabwe has produced but he was the most supported you know loved by everyone you know because he was a brilliant player you know he's a diehard Dynamo supporter but he would say even when Willard was training for the national team at the National Sports Stadium they would go and cheer him on you know that
if
was
the match was with the ball they just go we
yes
baba sibandu yazwela lawe umzwela lapha
umnumzana khulu ngiyayizwelindo. Yeah, I'm really impressed by the guy. And then he's really getting to tell you. He support the Islanders. He knew exactly line up the Islanders. My memory of Willard is when he was playing in Germany. And the Islanders were so desperate to win the Ziva Cup final. And Willard flew from Germany and landed in Rara. And the Dynamo didn't know that Willard was around. And just before the kickoff, all the players, 15 players, went to the field. Just when about to start the game, when the Willard was seen running, the whole National Sports Stadium actually stood up and were shocked to see Willard there. And then he helped the Islanders win 3-1 in Ziva Cup final, beating Dynamos.
Let's come back to you, Mr. Gunda. You played during the same period, of course. How did you plan to stop players like Willard, for example, in your training sessions?
No, Willard, he was a guy who could link with anyone in the team. Whenever we reached our training ground, Willard and Mesudi Subanda, Raman Gumbo, we started cracking jokes. They were players who were not the Islanders players, but they were national team players. They would go in between Dynamo players, Zisco 2 players, Acadia players with ease. And whenever our chiefs sat down when playing at the National Sports Stadium, I clearly recall Willard starting his galloping antics, and the entire stadium would start shouting, you know, motivating us. And from there, the tide would change in our favor. Willard was really a guy who could motivate, lead on the field of play. I know I've met guys similar to Willard, but he is just unique. He was a player, you know, of his own character and caliber. He was a player who, when you made him angry, He will pretend his worship then later on. He will reconcile with you and forget about what happened before.
Gibbs.
You can hear him, right?
Of course.
Very well said. Is this is Lomlum Zana U Costa Dube Kulangale in South Africa. Mthombo Sithemba, kunjani?
Ngikushilela futhi kunjani lawo?
Ngiphilile ngempho ukuthi Mthembo kathi cha aso Mthembo lo. Manje Mthembo ifoni yakho phela ungazwakali kuhle. Ah futhi bakithi isihlobo sami madoda.
Ungazwakali kahle.
Yeah, ihambe endaweni engalingcono phela Mthembo.
Manje soya ngizwa kahle.
Ah uboni ke isizwakala kuzwayo. So ungathini baba? Ngokuphupha kwawilad.
Hey, thina sikuthi dabukile futhi yabona iZimbabwe ngani silahlekelwe ngupresident. Uma silahlekelwa nguWillard, so uWillard siyamkhumbula kakhulu futhi especially njengoba kade uchazwa ngubhuti Paul lapho lo bhuti Ezra bekhuluma ngembali kaWillard Khumalo. UWillard Khumalo besijabulisa kakhulu ithi especially abantu esihlale eSozville uma evakashile iHighlanders kuyile. Idlala le Dynamos kumbe le Capes United. Hayi, besijabula futhi. Ungambona seqa, uyacishe ukuthi ngokungamagundwane phela kuyadlala lapha esitekuzeni. Uyakweqa, kuyabuya kuyegijima ngaphansi kwenyawo zakhe. Yena seqa ibhola, edlala nje kubona ukudla nomunye umuntu, udefender wenye ithimu, kumbe i-midfielder ostanding induma, ebalanda be. Athi masemzengile uzasuka lapha amlande futhi ayembamba izandla bacoke bangani bayahleka kodwa bona besemdlalweni eyi opposition yakhe ubona ukuthi hayi lo muntu kakulikwempini la lapha kuyadlalwa into esasiyithanda kuWillard Khumalo. So thina sithi heyi silusizi ngobhuti uWillard Khumalo ukuhamba kwakhe sithi kalale ngoxolo.
Ye, so singathi kodwa abantu bafundani kuWillard phela nxa sikhuluma khona
ukuthi abaningi abakwazi ukufunda especially abafana abancane laba abafuka kwazi ukufunda abafundile abehlulekile behlulekile. UWillard bengathatha ibhola njengempi. UWillard wethatha ibhola njengomdlalo ukuthi ma bese ground noma bengakahamba ukuthi bayengena kanye center bangahlangana namanye ama players bese ngomuntu uyahamba ezingilela abanye bangane nohamba lapha bakhijima bemagedini siwabona bebingelela umngane wakhe ngale besezama womaphi amawomaphi yena ayenze opposite ayengena kwenye iside kwenye team esiyabingelela umngane wakhe. So abanye abakulezi nsuku abasakukhoni lokho ma bembona ngale kuthiwase abathamshonga sesiyamnika umuthi yini konokho asifuna kunamshonga uWillard Khumalo angalimuni ngokuthi khana iwewe uchimona chitamba echiita izozo kuzothi munhu wese ifriend ngibrother apana zokuita ground tavingachi mutambo chete kwete kuti tavinga hondo pano tavinga mutambo
aha
ya ikwese asikubona thina kuWillard Khumalo hayi thina siyakhala futhi kakhulukazi indlela ahambe ngayo kodwa kungelani indlela yethu sonke.
Siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Mthembo kwalapho siqhunisile sibe lesishono shaya emnandi sibili. Intemba lo tubulese ngozwile isindebele ngani samkhathaza kodwa ngani dobhile kona so he says yeah so smokile kakhulu baba
iyabonga futhi omkhulu.
So he says he loved Willard this type of play and he made soccer to look very easy, you know.
Indeed.
And you just dribble past other people, shake their hands later, and you know, he says he was a very good guy. And not today's youth, you know. He says, you know, in a pitch,
yeah,
soccer is like a war zone. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah,
that's
so
the problem.
He says, no, to him, it was not like that.
We have many messages on WhatsApp. Let me quickly read some of them. The first one says, what a sad loss to the soccer fraternity. Rest in peace, Nduna. John says, too bad he was such a great footballer. Joe says, we have lost a hero in soccer. May his soul rest in peace. Mandaza says, the death of Willard Khumalo is a big loss to the Zimbabwe football fraternity. Alphonse says he was a midfielder par excellence. He could read the game and even scored important goals. Mazi says it is a great loss to the soccer fraternity. However, we appreciate what he did for our nation. We'll read some of these messages. But for now, Mr. Gundan, please do stay on the line. And Mr. Spanda, stay on the line for our radio listeners. It ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk.
This is Tambo.